pussy.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the Frequency Cast podcast. This isn't one of our normal shows. This is a very special show that we recorded a couple of days back. Didn't we, Pete?
Absolutely, yes. Now, you know we love our gadgets.
Well, you do. I love to watch you fondle them.
Well, on your behalf, we went out and about to a top gadget show in London. It was the Dabs.com IT and Gadget Show. The first time they've actually put one of these shows on. And it took place on Saturday the 13th of March. Tickets were free, which was nice.
Always good to go to a free show.
And there's actually another one happening next week in Manchester, although I gather it's sold out. So did you enjoy the show, Carl?
Yes, it was phenomenally entertaining. In fact, far more entertaining than I anticipated.
So what did you enjoy most?
Well, of course, the robot. I thought I was going to get away with going in my pyjama top, but apparently he noticed straight away.
Hello, welcome to Dabs.com Gadget Show. My name is Primo the Robot. Nice to see everyone. All those lovely smiling faces.
Yes, there was a huge robot called Primo, looked a bit like a Cylon, standing at the door, and he had a go at your shirt, didn't he?
Well, he tried to, yeah, but then you should have seen what he was wearing.
Hello, everyone at Frequency Cast.
So after we met the robot, we strolled into the main hall, which is actually the Great Hall at Wembley.
Yep, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dabs.com Live, the IT and gadget show here at Wembley Stadium. Here in the game zone, we're going to be launching our Beat the Pro competition very shortly.
And there was a strong gaming theme, wasn't there? Right in the middle was the game zone with Gail Porter doing some commentary.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. She was standing there looking as gorgeous as ever. Nice to see you, Gail. Gave her a little wink. I don't know whether you noticed that.
So, after we'd had a wink at Gail, we moved on, didn't we?
Yep, we took a roving mic with us, and we can proudly present a handful of interviews that we had with some of the exhibitors.
Yes, we spoke to a bunch of storage suppliers, sat-nav firms, power and printing people, AV experts, and first off, those lovely lads from Creative.
I'm actually at the Creative stand, and I've been looking at their wares. They've got gaming headphones, they've got sound cards, but most importantly, I have found an MP3 player. So I'm going to grab Nick by the collar. I don't think he wants to come over, but we'll have a chat to him anyway. Nick.
Morning.
Tell me a little bit about this great product. I think it feels a bit light and cheap. Is it?
Not at all. This comes included with Sound Blaster technology, which was used in our sound cards many years ago. I'm sure you've heard of Sound Blaster.
All right.
We use a technology called X-Fi, which restores any lost sound you might have from converting it into MP3. So the technology will take the music and then expand it so you get the complete sound.
So it's lossless compression, is that what you're saying?
So basically it will restore any sound that you lose by putting it onto your MP3 player. Fantastic sound.
Awesome. And I've just listened to it and I must admit, it's gorgeous. It really is. I'm quite impressed. What exactly is this little baby called then?
So this is the Zen X-Fi 2. And this carries on from the Zen X-Fi previously. So this is an evolution of the Zen X-Fi, which now comes with touchscreen. So a lot more accessible, a lot easier to use.
Would you say this is better than the iPod?
I think it's definitely a good competitor for the iPod in terms of value for money. Comes in an 8GB at £99 retail and a 16GB at £129 retail. So I think it's very competitive at that price point.
And the functions it's got on, it's got music, videos, photos. I've just been looking at one of the videos,
yep.
And it's absolutely awesome, I've got to admit. Crystal clear visual there. What sort of resolution are we actually using here?
So basically the screen's got a resolution of 400 by 240. Another key aspect for the product is it's got video out, so you could connect an AV cable and connect this to your home TV and watch any videos you've got on here and watch it in the comfort of your own armchair.
Brilliant, so you don't even have to watch it on that small screen. And that is not that small a screen.
It's
either,
not, it's very versatile. If you wanted to watch this on the train, on the bus, you could watch it with your earphones, or if you've got a video on there you want to show it to your family, connect it to your home TV. Brilliant, really versatile.
Excellent, and I must admit, a hell of a lot lighter than an iPod. And this one, unlike the iPod,
yep.
Actually features an FM radio, doesn't it?
It does, right? So yeah, a lot easier. Reminds you of the Walkman days where you had the tape player and the radio kit. You've got a radio in this as well. You also got a microphone, so it's good for dictation as well, if that's handy. This also comes with application. You could also play Sudoku if you wanted to.
Fantastic. Whilst listening to music?
Whilst listening to your music.
And watching a movie?
But definitely, all at the same time. Why not?
One thing I'm really quite concerned about, I'm a bit of a technophobe.
Yep.
What software does this support? Because I've been hearing bad things about other packages.
So this uses Creative's own software, Creative Central, so you can create your own playlists, import music from CDs if needed. Then you can place it onto the MP3 player itself with your own playlists. You can also use drag and drop, which is a lot easier if you just want to make it nice and simple for yourself. And audio support includes MP3, WMA, DRM9, so all the latest audio supporting.
So that was the Creative X-Fi 2, and it's looking like we'll be covering MP3 players in more detail in our next show, which is due out on the 1st of April. You were quite impressed with that little player, weren't you?
Yes, I was. When are you getting me one? Next, we found a man with a collection of black boxes.
Indeed. We bumped into Warren from Buffalo, who had a few things to say about their data backup products.
That's correct. Yes, that's what we're here promoting today.
So we did a feature a couple of shows ago about backup solutions, and this one here has caught my eye. Which unit am I holding here?
That's the product called the LinkStation Live. Comes in four capacities, 500 gig, 1 tera, 1.5 and 2 terabytes.
And you were telling me earlier this has got a rather clever power saving feature.
Yes, on the back, basically there's an on, off and auto switch. Basically enables us to, when it's on auto, it has an eco-friendly position in mind. So when users enter the network and start logging on, it's clever enough to recognise how many people are on the network. And then when you log off at the end of the day, it basically closes the drive down, never turns it off, it's there in the background waiting for somebody to action the drive. As soon as the drive's been actioned, drive starts spinning and it's ready to work.
A USB port on the back, what would that be for?
USB port for three functions. One is additional storage. So we do a product called the Drive Station, which you can back up the data that's connected to this drive. Another reason is we can have a network printer, and then we can have additional storage. So if you've got 2 terabyte and you want to add another 2 terabyte, you can simply via USB connect another drive to this and have 4 terabytes of data on a network.
And you were saying this has got a handy little feature for those interested in internet content?
Yeah, there's a BitTorrent client built into the drive itself, so you can instruct the PC to do a download, and then basically turn the PC off and let the NAS box take over.
Nice, clever little solution. Anything else clever this does?
We've got a web feature called Buffalo NAS. You basically register your NAS box with Buffalo, and we have a free web browser facility. Basically set up a username and password. Provided the drive's always on, you can remotely access that drive from anywhere in the world.
Wow, okay, so it's not storing it on the cloud, it's actually, you can log in from a web browser and actually get direct access to the files on it.
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent, okay, so just remind me the product name on this one again.
That product you're holding is called the LinkStation Live.
And can you give me a feel for the price?
Rough street price right now is around the £120 mark.
You've also got a couple of other boxes here. This is obviously the top end sort of NAS storage system, is that right?
Yep, product called the TerraStation. Comes in three flavours. We've got a TerraStation Duo with two drives, and the TerraStation ES and TerraStation 3. They're high-end business products.
Nicely raided up, are they?
Yeah, RAID 5 ready out of the box.
Keeping those bytes safe with a Buffalo.
It's worth mentioning that we've actually set up a little mini website with a few photos from the show. Take a look at frequencycast.co.uk/dabsshow.html for pics, links and some transcripts. Next, we found some loudspeakers, didn't we, Carl?
Yes, nice, white and proud. And they were very loud. Yes, this was the latest kit from Sonos. We had to get them to turn off the music for this next interview. I was chatting to Keith about the Sonos range on display, and I kicked off by asking him if I really needed some more speakers in my house.
Absolutely, without any question. The Sonos product is it's a system for everybody. You know, if you're into music or whether you just listen to it occasionally, because you'll find you listen to it more once you've got it.
Now, it's very loud, and I'm also hearing quite a good sound quality. What sort of quality are you looking at here? Is this supreme quality in your opinion? Or?
The quality of the product in the S5, as rated by What Hi-Fi magazine, is 5 stars. So wow. All I would suggest to anybody that's listening to your podcast is do a bit of research. You know, look on the internet, read the reviews, read the customer feedback on the Sonos forum. You know, it is a great product. It's not just a sales guy telling you that. You can go and do your own research.
Now, the beauty of this is to actually get music right the way around your house. It's not just another sound system. This is a around-the-house sound system. I must admit, that is the thing for me nowadays, is making sure I can hear everything in every room and carry on living my life. How does this work?
Well, it's a zone system, and it's as simple as hard as you want to make it. You buy it a bit at a time. Nobody says you have to go and fill your house with it. You know, most people start with one product. Now, there's only 6 products in the whole range, but most people these days would start with a Sonos S5. It's a portable unit. It looks like a docking station, but it isn't a docking station because it's that plus more. So you don't dock an iPhone with it. You don't dock an iTouch with it, but it is a wireless music system. So you do need to have a broadband access. You need access to your router, and once you've got that, if you sign up for the music services that come with it, So that's Last FM, that one's a free one, or Napster, you get a 30-day trial with that, and then after that you pay £5 a month and you've got up to 9 million tracks.
Wow.
So you start with that, and then you say, you know what, this is pretty good, because I can program into this, I like Aswad, or I like Elton John, or whatever you can think of. Even my father-in-law asked me for Doris Day the other day, and that's the truth. And that you look at how many albums are on Napster, and you've got instant access to it. So once you've got that single zone, you will want more. And there are various zones that you can buy, either more S5s, or if you've got an existing music system, some other systems that will do what ours does, they say, buy ours, throw yours away. We don't. We offer you other solutions that say, I've got a Denon amplifier in my front room with some Bowers and Wilkins speakers. Sound pretty good, but they're not part of the Sonos network. So by buying a ZP90, I add that to my Denon amplifier, and hey, guess what? That's part of my network.
Fantastic.
And I can control that from a controller.
And that's very important, because I think a lot of people out there don't want to replace their existing systems. That's very good. And I'm looking, this is just a single speaker. It looks like a single cabinet, but in fact this is stereo, isn't it?
Yeah, the S5 is a stereo speaker. It's got five speakers in it with five digital amplifiers in the back of that. The output, I can't remember exactly the RMS output. It's loud. It's very loud.
The
sound quality is very deep, very warm, very rich. You have full treble control, bass control, loudness control, which you can turn on or off via a controller. Now, it's only fair to say that although you're looking at the speaker and you're hearing great sound, you need to control that. Now, we do a controller ourselves, and that's £279, which you have to factor in. If you've got an iPhone or an iTouch, then you can download an application from the App Store, gives you 99% of the functionality of the CR200 controller, but the beauty is, it's for free. We don't charge for that.
Nice kit. Next, I got chatting to Chista from Cisco about the range of Flip Diddy Little camcorders. They were showing off one of their new recorders that's due out next month.
Yeah, this is the new Mino HD second generation. It's a very simple device. It's your handheld HD camcorder. Now what it does, it records in HD. It's very easy to use. There's no menus. There's no difficult things to play around with. So you've got eight buttons in the whole thing. You simply point and shoot. So you press start, you record whatever you want. Press stop, you play it back on your on the screen. Or you can connect it to a HD TV via the HDMI cable. And you can watch it back in 720p HD. Excellent quality. You get excellent sound quality as well.
Okay, so show me how easy this is. Let's just put this into record from cold. Let's see how long it takes to do.
Okay, so as you can see, you just start it up. It starts up in under 3 seconds.
Oh wow, that was quick.
So,
so if
you're going out and about, you want to record something really quickly, take that out. In under 3 seconds, you can start recording. So as you can see, we're recording now. We'll zoom in. Got 2x digital zoom. Then we'll press stop, and a playback. That's it.
So as I said, very simple. So we're looking at a box that's about the size of an average mobile phone. The top third or so is a screen, and there's a nice central red button in the middle, which is obviously the record button.
Yeah.
So we've taken our video. How much will this hold,
hours-wise? 2 hours recording.
Great. What about battery life?
8 gig internal. Battery life, you get about 2.5 hours.
Okay, excellent. Yep. And when you want to connect this to your PC or your telly, you've got HDMI socket at the bottom for your TV.
Yeah, for your PC, you do a little, you press down on this button here, it flips out with a USB.
Oh, wow.
So
James Bond little flick knife.
Yeah,
just
little 007 style flip there. You put that into any PC or Mac, works on both. It comes out with its own unique software called Flipshare. Now with that software, you can edit those videos that you've already taken. So you can merge those videos together. You can put your own kind of music at the back. You can put titles at the beginning, credits at the end. With that video, you can upload that straight to YouTube or MySpace. Or with that video, you can send that to anyone in the world straight away, attachmentless. What it does, it sends a quick hyperlink to someone via email. They just click on that link, and you can view your video straight away.
So it'll hold the video on your server somewhere?
On our website.
Okay,
yeah, so a secure website, you just click on it, and you can view it straight away.
And what about the formats? Is it AVI or DivX?
It records MP4.
MP4, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Average retail price?
This is coming out 8th of April, UK launch, and it's going to be priced at £169.99.
Nice. I especially like the flick out USB connector. No tedious leads. I like a James Bond gadget, a bit like a Swiss Army knife, again.
You did enjoy that little device, didn't you? It's a nice little bit of kit, that.
Yeah, the size of a mobile phone. I thought it was very handy. Good for the handbag, if you know what I mean.
What I thought was really cool, though, is it's actually got all the editing software actually on the device. So not only do you not have a USB lead that you need to worry about, you also don't have to carry the installation CD around with you. It's all on the device, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so next we got talking about sat-navs.
Yes, we did. Can you remember what the device was, Carl?
Yes, it was good to talk about a sat-nav that wasn't a TomTom for a change. It was a Navigon. And I got chatting to Peter from Navigon, who told me something very clever about his eye-catching gadget. It was a 3D sat-nav that was like watching a telly, really.
This is the new Navigon 84 series, which is showcasing Navigon's latest 3D implementation. So it's taking digitized images of buildings and putting that into the map so that when you're looking at the sat-nav screen, it's as close as possible to what you're actually looking at through the windscreen.
Now, I'm just going to throw in here, I'm just passing Big Ben on this demo, and it's even got the clock on it. You'll be surprised how helpful this actually is. I mean, I know that when I'm driving, especially in London, in the inner city, sometimes you're looking at buildings and you could quite literally have gone onto the wrong road without realising. But here, you've got clear starlings of buildings. You've got Gothic, you've got 1970s sort of architecture, and you can see that on the screen. So this really is a bigger bonus than you think. Also, the road markings are very clear on this.
And we've noticed with people who've looked and watched this demo that they can recognise buildings that they've worked in. So the graphics are good enough to be able to say, oh yes, that's the door I used to be in, that's the pub I used to go to, that's the place I used to be.
We've just gone past the bus lane. I think that's phenomenal. On the left-hand side, you've got water, so you've got other surrounding elements that really help. Now, the only thing is, how do we upload this? Because obviously these images are going to change. So how does that happen?
So the 84 series product comes with a map update service as standard. So you get 2 years' worth of map updates within the price of the product. And that's inclusive of the city maps coming down with these digital images. I think it's important to say, though, that you know we can't digitise everywhere at this point. So we are able to do central London, central Manchester, central Birmingham, and the centre zones, like the congestion charging zone. When you drop out of that particular zone, you lose some of the quality of information on the graphic of the building.
I see, and we just dropped out now, so this is just block images, but we still know that there are structures there, so whilst it's not as detailed, we don't get the feel for architecture, etc. and so forth, we do get a layout of the actual city.
You still get the layout of the city and the building, and also integrated into that, you'll start to see landmarks. So certain landmarks will still come up as a full digital image.
Brilliant.
But the buildings themselves, as you say, become more of a kind of a grey block style. But even then, it still comes back to this question of saying, well, am I turning at this junction or am I turning at the end of this next building? And it's again easy to see that. So again, you're still getting away from this issue of, is it 100 yards or 400 yards?
Excellent. What about road accidents and traffic problems? So how does that update itself there?
The 84 series comes as standard with TMC traffic, which is the free broadcast-to-air service that you get over commercial radio. And it gives you back traffic problems as they get broadcast to it. So it works them out, tells you where the problem is, and tells you what the problem is using TMC. Now, the benefit of TMC, you're looking at me slightly confused.
I am. Car. I was just going to say, well, what is TMC? Being the idiot I am.
So the traffic message channel. Okay, so
obviously I knew that. I was pretending. No. What does that mean again?
So essentially the commercial radio is broadcasting a little packet of data.
Oh, right.
That says, I've got a traffic problem here, and this is what it is. So it's a roadworks, or it's an accident, or it's some other problem, a short-term issue like an average speed camera or something like that. There's a problem in the
right, so this
point.
Is a real-term live radio link, as
yes,
it were, to
yes.
the device.
So it'll give you that information back using the traffic channel. But traffic channel over commercial radio can take maybe 20 minutes to give you sufficient information to be useful to your journey.
So if I was on a half an hour journey, this may not be the perfect choice.
No. So then you have an alternative if you want to, which is then to use live services.
Right.
Live services has a subscription cost of roughly £5 a month.
Okay.
That includes a live traffic update. And then the live traffic will give you that full-blown information within 5 to 7 minutes. So now on a 30-minute journey, actually it becomes useful information.
Fantastic. And this is second generation, isn't it, this device? Yeah. So does that mean we're looking for third generation? What's that going to hold for us?
I think for us, the third generation is going to really take two directions. One is just increasing the number of cities and the total area covered with the full digital mapping.
Right.
And then the second thing is enabling, using live services, enabling real-time map updates. So as map changes and things come in, that actually would be fed to the unit over air.
And especially in London, when they knock buildings down and put up new ones overnight.
Exactly, or where you've got diversions and things like that. So I think that's where it's going, but still that's still probably a few years away just yet.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, but I like this one in the meantime, if you don't mind. I'll put this in my back pocket. Before I do, should I give you some money for it? How much would I be expecting to pay?
The AC4 series starts at $349, but $349 is giving you full European maps, TMC traffic, the 3D graphics. It's a really beautiful glass screen, as you can tell.
Yes,
the graphics
lovely.
Are really nice.
Yeah.
And also, it's a multimedia device, so there are options I can do here to add things like digital television, which it can be a digital television if you want it to be.
Great.
I can also add an option around truck navigation, which would mean I could load a profile in here that says my vehicle is this heavy, this long, this wide, this high.
Very helpful. So good for bridges and going under things, etc. So like bus drivers might want to use one of these.
Right.
Especially if they hire a vehicle that's not their regular vehicle. It gives them the chance to update the profile of the vehicle.
Absolutely. And if you're driving a big HGV kind of vehicle, and particularly if you're having to drive it in a city, for example, then again, that's where the 3D imaging can help. Because by being able to see in real life what a turn is going to look like,
yeah.
can help you to position your truck better to make that turn. So, Carl, when would you like to hand over the cash?
I'll just go and take it out of my friend's bank account. I'll wait a minute.
Nice try. I'm not telling you though that my PIN number is 1479. Okay.
Okay. Don't tell me it's 1479 again, because I might remember it.
Next, I was able to practice a little français by talking about a new HD media device. I said a bonjour to a very nice chap from Lacey called Cam.
Bonjour, bonjour.
There we go. Unusual accent there.
Yeah. I'm French like the company, so but I've been here 4 years, so I'll try not to disappoint you too much with my French accent.
So we're looking at a piece of kit here that's connected to a TV.
That's right. We just released a product called La Cinema Mini HD, which is a media player. So basically you can load any media content onto it and be able to watch it on your HD TV. So it's full HD, 1080p, and support lots of different formats, including the latest MKV, XVIDS, MPEG-4, etc. So you won't
got
be limited
DivX
to
there
that.
As well?
DivX as well, DivX right. certified.
And how much storage has this got?
It's got 500 gig embedded. And you can also connect an external device to convert your content onto your TV.
So the practical upshot for me is I have a fair amount of videos that either I've downloaded or burnt from a DVD or I've taken from a camcorder. I can just put those on a memory stick or on a hard drive, plug it in, and I've got my 1080p. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
This is a network connected device, so it's wireless, so could I use it as a wireless backup device?
You can use it as a wireless backup device. You can also drag and drop your media content wirelessly, and you can also stream media if you've got a UPnP or DLNA device wirelessly, which is also quite convenient.
Well, I'm rather impressed with this box. What was the model of this again?
It's called La Cinema Mini HD.
Just give me an idea of the retail price for this.
A retail price, £180 plus VAT.
And this is just out, is that right?
Yes, a few days ago.
Merci beaucoup. That was a nice pronunciation, wasn't it? No good accent there. To our friend Cam. We carried on working our way around the show and found a table of adapters and chargers. iGo's main product was a laptop charger. Given that I've already got a charger for my laptop, I had to go and ask Ben from iGo why I'd want to spend £80 on a new one.
So there's a number of different consumers that we've identified for our universal charging solutions for laptops. So you've got the replacement market, so if you've damaged your existing adapter. Also the travel solution, because our products work with multiple devices so that you can charge everything that you own simultaneously. We've got a customer who's got a sleek-looking docking station at home who needs another solution to be able to travel with. And finally, we have the environmentally aware consumer, because this particular charger regulates the power through to the laptop. So when your battery is fully charged, it switches off. And when your battery requires power, it turns back on.
Oh, that's very clever. So this lovely big green logo with a few leaves and a branch sticky on it. I guess this is your green icon.
That's our green logo, absolutely. And on the front, you'd see that we're talking about vampire power, which is this standby power that's wasted when chargers are plugged in, the laptop is fully charged, it's still drawing power from the grid.
Yeah, I think I might go. And how much do these retail for?
It's $79.99 currently in the market. It has a USB port on board. And we include an iGo USB cable so that you can charge any of your devices using iGo's power tips at the same time.
Now, you saw something over here, didn't you, Pete?
I did, yes. So in the past, we've talked about power-saving devices, particularly devices that you can carry around with you.
Yep.
So if your mobile phone runs out of power while you're out and about. Now, we looked at a product called the Power Monkey, the Power Chim.
Yes.
I'm assuming this box here, this is your portable solution, is it?
Absolutely. And again, it leverages iGo's patented tip technology. So on the device charging side and the laptop, side, the tips actually regulate the power into the device. So you put AA batteries in this emergency solution, and then the tip to support whatever device that you carry. We sell tips separately so that you can build your universal charging solution around whatever you're carrying.
So you don't have a bag of bits that you're never going to use them. Basically.
Absolutely. So, I mean, if you look at most standard universal bundles, maybe you've got 9 or 10 tips in, you use one, and you can't get the tip for the other devices that you carry. So we sell everything separately. But what that means when it comes to any of our device charging products is that it provides the exact amount of power that your device requires. Which means that when it comes to our emergency solution, we've got some fairly staggering statistics on the back of pack, which talk about how much additional runtime our power extender provides. So if you use premium batteries, and there's Duracells included, you would get an extra 10 hours worth of runtime on a mobile phone, 6 hours on a PDA, an extra 28 hours of playtime on your iPod, and 20 hours on your gaming device, all from a set of two AA batteries and our iGo patented tips.
And how much is one of these?
This is $12.99.
That's for the portable solution.
Yeah, and then the tips are around the £5 mark.
I did love their nice green logos too. Who's next on our little tour?
Right, we're still here at the Dab Show in central London, and in my hand I have a nice little pink bunny and a chap called Nick who owns this pink bunny. Just tell us who you are, Nick.
I'm Nick Walsh and I'm the sales manager for PSA Parts Limited.
Okay, but the reason the pink bunny's here is...
Because we are Europe's sole licensee for the Duracell digital camera and camcorder battery packs. That enables us to sell the entire Duracell range, and this includes a snazzy Duracell USB charger, which you're interested in.
Yeah, this is what's caught my eye. So this is a, about an inch and a half high?
It's about the size of someone's thumb.
And this just plugs into a car's 12-volt cigarette lighter, and on the top it has a USB socket. So why would this be a good thing to have?
Well, it's extremely small, fits in the glove box perfectly whilst you're not using it. It sits only about 5 millimetres above the actual socket for the car, cigarette lighter. You can then use it to charge your iPod, your iPhone, Blackberries, any kind of mobile device that will charge from USB. A lot of customers have bought it as a replacement for sat-nav chargers as well. A lot of the sat-nav chargers are quite bulky in comparison to the actual unit. And this is an ideal replacement for those.
I see there's a little sort of light panel on the top. Does that glow or something?
It does. It lights up blue. It looks very neat and expensive.
Excellent. And the retail price on this, Nick?
Is $9.99.
Now, we don't normally cover printers on our show, do we?
No.
But we did actually make an exception here, didn't we? We got distracted on our way past the Oki stand. It was great watching Carl. He did one of those sort of cartoon double takes and then ended up stopping at Oki for a little while.
I've just met up with this beautiful girl, Claire, from Oki Printing Solutions, and she's going to tell me why I want to buy a new printer. Apparently, there's some advantages with hers. What are they, Claire?
Well, the most common advantages is it's an LED printer as opposed to a laser printer.
LED printer? Aren't they the little lights on my torch?
They are little lights on your torch, but they also use to print onto paper.
So how and why is that better than a laser?
Because the LEDs are in a fixed position, which means they don't move, which means less moving parts and less things are going wrong with it. Also, the LEDs have got a lifetime guarantee on them.
Fantastic. Does this also mean it uses less energy?
The printers themselves use less energy because it's not the LEDs that use the less energy.
Right, okay.
It's the warming up of the printers.
Fantastic. And this particularly large device that you're standing by now, that's a device, by the way, everyone. First of all, how much would this retail for?
It's got a retail price of between £700 and £800, depending on the variation that you buy. So whether you have it with an automatic duplexing unit, a cabinet, some more trays, you can buy it with it all, or you can buy the base unit, which is a network printer.
Right, okay. And why is it so large? This looks like it could print bigger than A4, am I right?
It does, it prints A3.
A3?
But it's still the smallest, cheapest A3 printer on the market.
Fantastic, so I can do my own posters?
You can indeed.
So those naked pictures of me can go everywhere?
Oh yes, every bus shelter in London.
That's a scary thought. I'm just going to leap in here. I've noticed a big sticker on the front that says HD. Now, does that mean I can watch 24 and Lost on here?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
No, really, it doesn't.
So HD printing, just a quick overview of HD printing?
It's the high-definition toner that we use, which is sort of unique to Oki, where we use spherical toner. So it's nice and round, which gives a really good coverage with less toner, with a little bit of wax in it to give it that glossy finish.
Thank you very much. Go out the back for a kiss.
Nice one, Carl. You were clearly on the pull there, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. She was.
Did you get a phone number in the end?
No, it was very subtle the way that she discarded me.
Anyway, we have a picture of the lovely Claire and her 3D printer up on our Dabs show page, which you'll find at frequencycast.co.uk/dabsshow.html.
That's it for the look at the March 2010 Dabs show in London. Our normal, tantalising take on technology will be out at the start of next month.
And we'll be looking at 3D TV news and how to get more from your MP3 player.
If you haven't already, sign up at frequencycast.co.uk to get new shows by email via our RSS feed, or of course, direct from iTunes. If you've got any comments or questions, get in touch via our site. If you like what you've heard, please spread the word.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.